The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
A mafia friend gave to me. Put on blinders and run your own race. And don't waste your energy on what anybody else is doing. Oh, she got the job and I didn't. Mind your business. Work on yourself.
That's the voice of Joan Rivers. She said it's the best advice she ever got. She is dead at the age of 81. She was rushed to the hospital last week. And now she is no longer with her. They're investigating the clinic that was treated. They were treating her for throat surgery, and she ended up having to go to the hospital and was put on life support and all that stuff that happened afterwards. And now, officially, Joan Rivers, it's been released, died at the age of 81. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to America Tonight. One thing about Joan Rivers is she tried to provide the laugh. Some people found her to be crass. Some people found her to be quite funny, depending on your point of view, and I suppose depending on the material she happened to be doing at the time. My mother, who was definitely a lady, was not somebody who swore, any of that kind of stuff, went to see her because her friends got the tickets and were convincing her it'll be fine, don't worry, you'll like her. And she went and she said that she was actually amazing and that she told jokes that some were a little off color, but they weren't too bad and provided a lot of laughs. So I think she made lots of people laugh in the interim or laugh at her, who knows, but she knew how to handle it. And I think it's a surprise to her family since this was somewhat routine, the procedure that she was having done, and now they're investigating the clinic. So here we are at the top. Another celebrity has died because we've had, it seems like, a lot of celebrities, and this is on the heels of course, another comedian, a sad tale of Robin Williams just a few weeks ago. On everybody's radar is the confusion and the mixed messages on what's happening with our response to the Islamic State. And this is not a political preference kind of thing. Democrats are equally as upset as Republicans are, and people who would call themselves the tweeners, the independents. It seems that everybody on whatever path they believe is the right path, and the label that they choose to wear, they feel very upset at the fact that we don't have a so-called strategy in what's going on in Iraq. And I guess part of it is because you have Joe Biden, who was the one who talked the toughest the other day, the VP, by declaring that after we had another journalist, after James Foley, then we have Stephen Sotloff, who was beheaded, and that's sent out virally, that we will follow them to the gates of hell until they are brought to justice. Really tough, tough talk. Where the president said that the goal was to destroy ISIS or to shrink it to a manageable problem, you have a lot of talk over, well, what does that mean? That's mixed. And then you have troops on the ground who seem to be confused because they say, where can we chase them? We're not at all supposed to or allowed to engage. We're there to protect the people who work at the embassy and our other facilities, because there's almost 900 of them. I'd be a little worried if I was one of those 900 people, because I have people that are excellent at what they do trying to protect me. But what happens if a crush comes on with the Islamic State in Baghdad and we're not supposed to engage? They're going to have to engage. And maybe that's the plan. Maybe that's what ISIS is trying to have happen. There has to be a lot of frustration. Chase them? Where are you going to chase them? And then here's the thing. So we've got the 820 diplomats, and there's security around them. We have more Marines that are coming. There's going to be over 1,200 total troops on the ground, but they're not part of any military engagement process. Unless ISIS is aggressive, I suppose, and they're pounding down the walls of the embassy, which is so ridiculous. And it seems to me if I were running the Defense Department, I would want a clear-cut plan. One thing about military folks, especially the best and the brightest who have gone through the academies, etc., they get it. I mean, listen, war is hell, and there are different forms of war now, and you have to have some kind of a plan in place. You can't just do this on the fly. If you're forced to, you do, but it's not what anyone in the military is trying to have happen. They want specific ideas of what the engagement is. And the Defense Department is saying they're going to continue to plan and prepare for more military options if they become necessary, and that they're going to be there ready, willing, and able to protect the diplomats, the citizens, and whatever our interests are in Iraq. But what about everybody else? The president, by the way, is meeting with the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, and other European allies at a NATO summit in Wales. Good timing for that. Secretary of State John Kerry is also heading to the Middle East to meet with allies there. It seems like it's all about the coalition going up against Islamic State. So maybe some of that frustration will be quelled if there is, in fact, some kind of a road map. Let me give you the road map to the rest of this hour here on America Tonight. Many of you sent me emails about a lot of different things this time, not just what's happening with terrorism off our shores, but some other things that clicked in on your radar. So we'll talk about that. I'll go through some of those emails. Remember, 24/7 we're open. If you have thoughts and you think, oh, I wish I had called, I wish I had thought about that, don't wish. Just go ahead and shoot me an email. That's why we are flooded with emails, folks, because people download the shows and listen later. Your lives change. One time you're on the third shift, the next time you're working a morning shift. So I get it. Just keep the emails coming. We got a ton of them. We'll get to the mailbag in this segment of America Tonight. Also, we're going to talk to Nina Newberry about strategy and marketing when it comes to companies. They could use some of that strategy in Washington, D.C. But CVS makes the big move to pull tobacco. They're going to lose probably $2 billion, but what will they gain as a result of pulling cigarettes and any other kind of related products? Will people think of CVS as the health mecca, their clinics that they keep spreading? They're getting more and more clinics. Will people go to them for everything but realize that, oh, yeah, this is the place where I can go to get my blood pressure pills or whatever and not go to the place that I used to go? I think they're trying to become the forerunner when it comes to healthcare and whatever healthcare needs you have. This is the reason why they pulled the cigarettes. But is it effective? Is it the right thing to do to rebrand, rename a brand that people are very, very familiar with? Will it cost them in the end? We're talking about it next here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 29th, 2014, gold opened at $1,287.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,334.47, $667.23 for a half ounce, or $333.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,334.47, $667.23, and $333.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you do want me, let me let the sun. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on your own. But if you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine. Show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Huge news out of CVS this week. We were just talking about it on our last show. Making a giant decision that's going to cost them billions of dollars. And you know what it is? In case you didn't hear us and in case you haven't heard, they're pulling tobacco. Tobacco. They're pulling it off the shelves. Do you believe it? Nina Newberry is in our virtual green room. She's a marketing and leadership expert. Nina, welcome to the show. And how, from your point of view, how big is this for this company to take this leap?
Well, it is a bold move. I think if you look at it in the context of what their total sales are, I mean, they sell $137 billion each year. So they've got a $2 billion potential loss from moving away from tobacco. But if you look at the other side of it in terms of the impact to the marketplace and consumers and potential partnerships, I think it really sends a big message in terms of reinforcing the values of the organization and really promoting healthy habits, which is a pretty big deal right now.
So do you imagine that they were sitting around the boardroom, and I call it spitballing, where it's ideation. You're thinking, where can we go? What should we do? We want to change the face of the company. And they decided, health. This is what we're going to do. We're going to focus on promoting health and healthy habits. And certainly that would be a bold move in that direction, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to think about this in the context of what's going on in healthcare. So healthcare is definitely going retail. It's not just your traditional hospitals and on-site clinics anymore. So places like CVS are much more of a resource for consumers to get vaccinations and other preventive care. So it really does open up a whole other ballgame, and especially with all the healthcare reform that's going on too. So jumping on this piece around healthy habits and reinforcing that, but also when you look at what CVS has done, they have partnered with over 40 health systems, you know, including hospitals, you know, to help run some of their clinics. And so they've got a pretty big strategy around this. So whatever they're going to lose on the tobacco front, they can, you know, certainly got a big opportunity to gain in terms of some of these clinics and other ways that they're partnering. And the fact that Walgreens and others aren't following suit, this gives them an opportunity to truly distinguish themselves and send a bolder message.
Yeah, how about the name change? So you go from CVS Caremark to CVS Health. What are the pros of that?
Well, I think your average consumer isn't really going to notice a whole heck of a lot of difference, because when you look at the signs that they're going to have, they're not going to make any changes there. So Caremark is really referring to a pretty big source of revenue for them around pharmacy benefits management. But, you know, when you add health to the end of CVS instead of Caremark, I think it again, aligns with the values, the mission, the message that they're trying to send. And so, you know, I think the real opportunity here is how they continue to do that and build on it to differentiate themselves. So I think there's a real opportunity here, but I think your average consumer is probably not going to notice a whole heck of a lot of a difference.
Yeah, do you think one of the things you were talking about, it's, you know, that partnership with the 40 health systems, how big that is, you know, so is that the idea that eventually in our brains and our minds, when we start to think of CVS, yeah, you can go get a bag of licorice or you can go pick up that emergency half gallon of milk, but guess what? Maybe this is where I need to go to have my pharmacy needs met too. Maybe I'll just, wherever I'm picking up pills or medicines, I'll just make sure it's all at CVS, because I think of health when I think of CVS. And plus, they have 32 clinics. They opened like 32 clinics last quarter, and they want to keep pushing that. So is that the idea, brand that in our head?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's, you know, they've got a lot of retail locations. I think their challenge is going to be how do they really allocate the space, you know, based on the revenue that they're trying to generate. But I think for your average consumer, when you think about the kinds of things they're going to CVS for, it's convenient to go there. There are lots of locations, and it's a lot easier to get in and out. And so I think the more they add, you know, beyond just vaccinations and flu shots, also one of the things that they're doing is focusing on helping track, you know, chronic illnesses too. So really being able to be a resource for that. So absolutely, it is shifting the mindset for the consumer around, here's a place where I can go to take care of my health and in a proactive way. So
we're speaking with Nina Newberry. She is a marketing and leadership expert consulting large Fortune 500 companies. This would certainly be one of them, on marketing strategy and leadership. And usually when you take a leap like this, you definitely have people around you. It's not something that they took lightly. They probably thought about this for a while, don't you think?
Yeah. So, you know, I coach a lot of leaders on big decisions. And so there are typically two different levels that you look at decision making on. One is just the facts, right? The data, the market share, the financials, what's really going on in that landscape. And then the other piece that you look at is what's the impact, right? So what kind of buy-in is going to be required? How's this going to impact the consumer? What kind of politics are going to be involved here? Can I get the support of the right individuals to really be successful? So, you know, you can look at the numbers and just purely look at it from that standpoint, but looking at that other piece really helps you think through, does this strategy truly make sense? And what else do I need to anticipate as I'm moving forward? And how does that inform my overall approach?
Yeah, and so the idea, obviously, as we've talked about the whole time here, is focusing on promoting health and preventative care and clinics and all of that. So we mentioned this at the top, the potential $2 billion loss, but what's the upside? Eventually, they can recoup that and see it maybe soar?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing I want to point out, you know, which you may or may not be aware of, is that, you know, there's – there's a lot going on in the marketplace in terms of thinking about health. Childhood obesity is a big deal. I don't know if you're aware that this younger generation coming up is the first who may not outlive their parents. So there's some real issues here. And consumers also look to large corporations to be socially responsible. So when we talk about, you know, making a bold statement that, hey, we are not going to sell tobacco products anymore, that really has an overall impact. So I think those are two other pieces that really need to be considered in terms of the power of the message and the opportunity here, both in terms of positioning them in a more effective way with healthcare organizations they could partner with, but also to the individual consumer who's looking at them and saying, okay, what are they doing? What's the message you're sending? And is this an organization that I can personally relate to and would be willing to, you know, buy more from?
Yeah, and their competition would be other big pharmacies like Walgreens, et cetera, where they are carrying tobacco, correct?
Correct, yeah. And so far, none of those competitors are following suit.
Yep, so actually that's good for CVS.
Yeah, I think it gives them an opportunity to continue to convey the message out there. And there are other retail organizations as well, so like Walmart is a big one, too. You know, Walmart, mm-hmm. Target, others that offer kind of those pharmacy services in addition to, you know, independent places like this.
Do you think it was a strategic thing when they were mentioning they were going to start it in October and they decided, we're going to go do it now? Is that kind of a good thing to do? Kind of, you know, the rumor was out there and it had already seeped out and I'm sure that was planted. And then, boom, we're going to go ahead and do that a little bit earlier and all of a sudden, hey, this is what we're doing now, and they pull it all off the shelves and replace it and make it kind of an interesting strategy to sort of top themselves and do it earlier?
Yeah, well, their comment was that, you know, they were running out of some product, and that's why they ended up doing it. I mean, we can argue back and forth in terms of why they really did it, but I think the fact that, you know, they did it a month earlier than anticipated gives them a lot more attention, attention and focus. It's like, wow, okay, this is a bolder move. So I think to capitalize on that is a good thing, because I think overall there's a pretty positive message in this.
Yeah, absolutely. You may have some people that were used to, because, you know, we're creatures of habit, people who smoke and maybe they struggle trying to quit or whatever, and they usually go to the CVS on the way home or it's around the corner. But overall, I would think that you would probably in the end gain more people maybe, and you'd offer other things like we just said, you know, make them synonymous with health, so that I think can make a mm-hmm. a huge difference in the marketplace, and that's what it's all about when you're competing against so many others who are trying to own that space. Nina Newberry, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks, bye-bye.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. How you doing in all those nooks and crannies across this great country or perhaps outside our borders? I'm starting to get a lot of emails from people all over the place. And including in some of the Caribbean islands. Yeah, we just had a call the other night from the Bahamas, but I'm getting emails from that direction too. So very, very cool. In case you missed it, football is officially back on because the Thursday night game kicked things off with a win for the Seattle Seahawks over the Green Bay Packers. They, of course, won the Super Bowl last year, and will they repeat as champs? That's part of the conversation. Also part of the conversation is Joan Rivers, dead at the age of 81, as I mentioned at the top. She was a breakthrough person because, let's face it, there was very few women in comedy when she broke through, and that was in the 50s and the 60s, and she had a very, very successful career with some bumps and lots of hits along the way, but the family of Joan Rivers very surprised by this because she was at a clinic and she was having a procedure done, and then suddenly, it was just a week ago, she was under cardiac arrest and being rushed to the hospital. She was on life support, so this was an outpatient clinic, and she was having a procedure when that happened. Melissa Rivers, her daughter, said she passed away peacefully in the afternoon, surrounded by family and close friends. She had to be taken to the hospital after she stopped breathing at the clinic, the Yorkville clinic, last Thursday. So the medical examiner's office is investigating the death officially of Joan Rivers. The New York State Department of Health is investigating the matter too as well, and we'll see what happens there. But it was a crazy thing because she was undergoing minor elective surgery at the clinic when she had that cardiac arrest. And that's scary. Boy, that is scary, scary stuff. All right, so many of you had things to say about Joan Rivers, all kinds of different things in our email bag. So without further ado, let's check your letters.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Audie. Audie, that's kind of a cool name. Audie says, Kate, very, very sad, Joan Rivers. I listen to the show, just so you know. I'm in Missouri. I never call, but I always listen. And I think you're probably a very bright person. It's fun. Thank you so much for providing me with some laughs along the way, too. But Joan Rivers, I thought, was a pretty funny lady. And it wasn't very nice the way that she was treated, maybe because she had a little bit of an edge. But as she said, that's how women are usually marked when they're aggressive. I think that Joan Rivers will be remembered for many, many moments, some of them good, some of them not quite as good. But, hey, she was a breakthrough artist, to be sure, and the world will miss her clever kind of comedy. You know, I saw a thanks for that note. There was some kind of, maybe it was 3 years ago, because my mother was still alive and we watched it, and there was some kind of a documentary that was done about Joan Rivers, and I thought, ugh, here we go. I love documentaries. So we put it on, and it was actually really interesting. She had in her house, like, every joke she'd ever written. It was cataloged. It was in a card catalog. Okay, here's some jokes, pulling out the material. And it was crazy. It was to hear her tell the jokes and say, oh, yeah, I remember this. She, like, knew. It was like she was a player who knew every single play in the playbook. And that just stuck with me. Wow, she did this over and over again, and she knew. She knew where these jokes were and the jokes she could tell for certain audiences. All right, we got a ton of them for Joan Rivers, but I'll just go through one more. This one from Michael, who says, my wife really liked Joan Rivers. I don't think she started out liking her. She's only in her 40s. We're both in our 40s. But we got turned on to her when we were watching The Apprentice. I think she took a lot of heat, and then she ended up winning the thing. And you could tell that Donald Trump had some respect for her. And I really believe that deep inside, even though you never know with any kind of a celebrity, because how do you know? You don't really know him. She seemed like she cared about the people around her, and that's what counts, besides laughter that she provided probably for so many people. All right, touche. Well said. If it's, you know, if someone can make you laugh, let's see, we went through this whole thing with Robin Williams. That's the thing. If you take something away from whatever performance it is, it's unique to you. And comedians come in all varieties, right? What I think is funny, you might not think is funny. And I'm all about trying to learn the joke, because Dan knows when he calls in and tries to pass on a few jokes to me. Or my nephew, who's 13, who tries to tell me a few jokes, hoping I'll remember them and I'll be able to pull them out and use them sometime. Now, onto more serious fare. This one from Jake in Austin. Katie Kate, here is my email. I haven't been around, so I haven't been able to listen to the show, but I started back up again when I came back into town, back into Austin. And I have to tell you that everything I hear, read, see about Islamic State is frightening. They seem more aggressive, although that's a weird and stupid thing to say, perhaps, than Al-Qaeda. Maybe it's just that they have more money, more machinery, and the manpower that's willing and able to just cut off the heads of children, do public executions and crucifixions, and not even worry about the repercussions of it. What are they trying to prove here? Now, I think they want to take over as much territory as they possibly can. Well, I think the same. I think the same thing. I think what's scary is the executions, what they're doing, what they did in Syria, what they're doing in Iraq. I mean, they just have no mercy for somebody who doesn't follow them. It's almost like, what do you do if you have a family? Now you know and you've seen and you've heard and you didn't escape. And then they come up to you and it's basically, okay, you do what we want. And if you don't, then we're going to, you know, kill your children or we're going to do something else to your family. So are people just temporarily doing that? I mean, it's very disturbing, the rampage. The rampage of the whole thing is absolutely. Here's another one from Billy listening to us in Florida. He says, Kate, we just got your show maybe 2 months ago in Sarasota. Good job. I really like it. Hats off to the station for picking you up. And, of course, SWSRQ. I was on one of their talk shows, Susan Nyland. It was really a lot of fun to be a guest on that afternoon show. But anyway, going on to say, what's the deal with all the Americans who have decided they're going to join ISIS and take up arms or sabers or whatever it is against Americans and other Westerners? I think that is incredibly, incredibly wrong and incredibly sad. Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to put it. It's sad. Can you police people's behavior? No, we live in a free society in the United States. So, and in other places where people can come and go, if they want to join up with ISIS and fight, they can take their chances on being killed. But that's what's happening. And here's what the scary part is. So if I'm the Islamic State, absolutely, you want Americans and Brits and whoever else to come and join. Teach them your methods and then hope they take them home. And that's what's alarming. And that's where they have to find these people and trace them. Because if not, like the student visas that expire, how easy would it be to come back into the United States and, lie in wait and figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to honor the training you had by the Islamic ISIS guys? I mean, it's frightening. There's not much more I can say. And what really raised the red flags is when this Doug MacArthur McCain, the 33-year-old guy, remember him from the Midwest? He was the first American that was killed while fighting for ISIS. I mean, there's your reminder that this is beyond a terror group who we don't know. It could be somebody in your own town who is disenfranchised and wants to join what they're doing, which I find so hard to believe. They come up with an ideology. They have strategic capability, and it's beyond, I think, anything that we've seen, even beyond Al-Qaeda. And this is more than a terror group, and they have global plans, and I hope that that meeting with the people that are involved, the countries that are involved in stopping this, happens sooner rather than later, because it's all part of the mix of this meeting that Obama is at on happening right now on Thursday and Friday, and it couldn't be more key in trying to get other people on board to figure out what we can do to fight against ISIS in Syria and in Iraq, and how do we stop them. I mean, they have to have a soft spot somewhere. Every enemy has some kind of an Achilles heel. So what is it that will make them suffer the setbacks that they need to suffer, so that we all roll on and we're not looking at video that has to be authenticated of another American being beheaded? You got to breach this group. And how do you breach this group? You assimilate. You get people that are good at the languages, who know what to do. Key. Because the pace of who they're accepting, there might be a few little holes that somebody could get into, and then we could figure out what's going on. Intelligence. They have Humvees, 200 to 300 of them, they say. They've got all kinds of weaponry. They are ready to go, and they are rolling and trying to get closer and closer to Baghdad. Ugh, frightening. Hey, if you have any thoughts you want to share them, send them to me. Be part of the mailbag. AmericaTonight.net.
summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Michael Sam wants to be a football player, and that's all he wants. And he wants the opportunity to be that, and he's getting that. He got that by being drafted by the Rams, and he's getting that by being picked up and being on the practice squad with the Cowboys. And that's all we wanted to make sure, is that everyone has that opportunity. And I think he's been welcome to have that opportunity. We understand everybody in this league is held to a higher standard, and I think that's what's been demonstrated most recently through the domestic violence, is people expect more from the NFL. And that when we have the privilege of being part of this game, we have to meet that bar. And we're going to.
Roger Goodell talking about everything that is the NFL. It opens with a loud explosion on Thursday in Seattle. The fans go crazy. They unroll the banner proclaiming them Super Bowl champs from last year. 36-16, knocking off the Green Bay Packers. What else is new? The defense was smothering, sacked three times, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for Green Bay. So the NFL is with us. A quick reminder for all of you that we do this thing called Nail the Score. It is on Wednesdays in our final segment of the second hour. It's so easy. Here's what we do. The game of the week is chosen. You pick a side, who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, woohoo! You win the prizes. Dave in Vermont did it. Chris in Connecticut did it. In a 6-year span. So it's really hard to nail the score, but pretty cool if you do nail it. It's like picking lottery numbers. You don't have to like football. It's just fun to participate. You can also send us, once the game is announced, you can send us your guess, or you can hit us up on Pal Talk, and I'll get it that way. So there's three ways to get it in, and you only have that segment, so you have to act quickly. Therefore, everybody's happy because we talk about all kinds of things here on America Tonight. A lot of times the focus is the water cooler buzz, the politics of the day that infuriate all of us. So we lighten the load and we have some fun with America's favorite pastime, and that is football. You heard what Roger Goodell had to say there about Michael Sam. Michael Sam makes the practice squad for the Dallas Cowboys. There's a lot of conversation about the NFL jumping on the phone lines and calling teams to gauge their interest in possibly signing Michael Sam to the practice squad. And that created a little bit of a ripple, because were they pushing him, not wanting him not to be able to be given an opportunity after he didn't make the St. Louis Rams roster? And that had nothing to do with anything other than there was, I think, someone better than him, and they were carrying 9 defensive players. So that's how I look at that from that point of view. But if Sam makes the Cowboys, makes the team, he is the breakthrough guy. I mean, he's the first openly gay football player actually playing football for the NFL, not somebody who is retired. So this is the label that he'll carry around. But with the Rams, I give them credit, because I don't think they really cared either way. It wasn't about that. It's about winning for Jeff Fisher. He knows that's the gig. And there just was somebody, one, that was much better, that was going to make that team. And even the practice squad, he wasn't going to be signed to the practice squad. So good news for the NFL, because that's one nightmare they don't have to battle. They don't have to answer the question of, was it have anything to do with that, or the back and forth. They don't even have to worry about it. Roger Goodell mentions the domestic violence policy they now have. It's interesting because this broke last week. It happened exactly a week ago. And the domestic policy, people forget this, he sent letters to all the team owners saying that if somebody violated it the first time, so they had some incident, hit somebody, whatever it is, they would get 6 games. The second time, banned, but they could ban from the game, but they could apply to be reinstated. There's so much gray area in that. Because what if, you know, domestic violence is horrific, and there's just no way you should lay hands on a woman, and all of you guys know that. Even if the woman is crazy, has done something, whatever, it doesn't matter. Or you're in this heated, passionate thing, and it gets out of control. You cannot do that. But sometimes there is that small percentage where something crazy happens and it's not on the guy, it's completely on the woman. Then what do they do? And what do they do if the police get involved? I think for the police, if they respond to any of these things and it happens to be somebody in the NFL, they better really substantiate what's happening, because it's going to get tricky as they try to interpret now what is becoming the policy for the NFL that wasn't signed off by the Players Association, by the way. And already they've got a problem with Ray McDonald, a defensive player, who last weekend was in fact booked for domestic violence charges, and they're investigating it. He says everybody will see the truth when it comes out, but he allegedly attacked a pregnant woman. So there are some things already that are being dealt with. And this comes on the heels of, if you don't know the story, imagine this for a second. If you know nothing about football, I'm going to take you back to this, to Atlantic City. And it's in an elevator. Ray Rice, who plays for the Baltimore Ravens, but he could be any man, he's in the elevator and he knocks his fiancée unconscious. He drags her by her hair. This woman went on to marry Ray Rice, and now is his wife. There was no domestic violence policy, but the commissioner, in his infinite wisdom, decided to suspend Ray Rice for all of 2 games. So men, women, everybody outraged. Some of you called the show to talk about it, and Of course, this was to talk about what happened with Ray Rice. This because the policy hadn't happened or his letter to the owners hadn't come out. But two games for what happened with Ray Rice. Now they're saying six games. And it's very, very gray. I want to see what happens with that San Francisco 49er star. I mean, they've already got problems on their defense, but it's more about the domestic violence charge and what the witnesses say, because there was witnesses there and all that sort of stuff. So it's interesting that Goodell, good for him, he admitted he screwed up. He sent a letter out and he admitted he screwed up, that he didn't handle the situation right, and he didn't. And you can't go back in time, and he can't go back on the whole Ray Rice thing, but I bet you he would love to be able to go back on the Ray Rice thing. But for now, that's not possible. Moving forward, it's six games. And then, as I said, the second-time offender would get a lifetime ban. Can you imagine? It's going to be an interesting season, my friends, in the NFL, both on the field, I think, and off the field. It's a great fair or foul because I can see the gray shades in it and I can see problems that could stack up. And I would just say that any of these players that find themselves in the wrong kind of situation and they're not in the wrong, they need to get out of that situation immediately. And if I was a coach, that's what I would advise. You cannot put yourself around or in situations with strangers and put yourself in the position of being vulnerable. So pretty crazy to hear the commissioner there. Michael Sam has a great chance to make the Cowboys roster, bouncing back to the first thing that he talked about. And a lot of people are going to be watching closely to see how this all turns out because of what it may mean, I guess, for future players. And it was just inevitable if you look at society now that this was going to happen. And so it did happen. It did happen. One last thing, since we've kind of whipped into sports, Roger Federer defeats Guy Monfils, the French star, who looked like he was going to take down the king of tennis, but didn't do it. It went the full distance, five sets. And it was pretty exciting stuff. It will never equal, though, the ratings, as much as I love tennis. It will never equal the ratings of any of the NFL games. Week in and week out, no matter what television you watch, I guarantee Sunday Night Football, especially on the Peacock Network, really will stack up against it. But anything having to do with the NFL will draw people in and will get ratings compared to any other sport. And that includes soccer for all of you soccer fans. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.